What's up, everyone? You're listening to Sincerely Angie Podcast, and I'm your host, Angie. Thank you so much for tuning in, and welcome to my little gumbo pot. Please be sure to rate and subscribe wherever available, and don't forget that you can download any of your favorite episodes for offline listening. You can always find any information needed on today's episode in the show notes, and for any further information, you can always check out sincerelyangiem.com. Now on to the episode. Hey, to all of my online shoppers or anyone looking to rack up some extra bucks, Rakuten, formerly Ebates, is the place for you. If you're shopping online, why not get cash back in the process? And if you're looking to make money on the side, all you have to do is refer a friend. When they spend their very first $25, they'll get $10 free and you'll get paid for referring them. Who doesn't like free money? You can get paid with a big fat check or you can get paid through PayPal. You can find a link to get started in the show notes, or you can always visit sincerelyangiem.com under the promo tab. Happy shopping, and let's start racking. Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome to 2020. And this episode is Dear 2019, where we are going to recap all things 2019. So I was supposed to record this episode on December 31st, which is New Year's Eve. And of course, it just didn't work out that way because family and get-togethers and such. And so here we are on New Year's Day, and we are going to recap what happened in the year of 2019. So just to get right into it, I'm going to go with the highs and lows and just get that out of the way. So the first high is so many of my friends and family members purchased their very first home in the year of 2019. Like, that is so amazing. Like, is this what happens when you turn 30? Is that what goes on? Everyone starts to purchase a home and get settled down. If it is, I'm loving it and I'm so happy for everyone. And congratulations to Kiana, Shabrielle, Anitra, just to name a few. And I know I'm probably missing some people, but congratulations to everyone who purchased a home this year. I'm so happy for you. To everyone who became an entrepreneur this year, so many people started their businesses or revamped the businesses that they once started and then kind of slacked off on. Congratulations to everyone. Ariane started her Gestalt body sculpting and her testimonial counseling services. Congratulations to her. So I'm just so proud of everyone. I mean, the list goes on and on, and I don't have everyone written down. I'm trying to go off of memory, but there's a lot that happened in 2019 for everyone around me and even for myself. So that was a high. Another high, which is probably one of the highest of highs, was I heard God speak to me for the very first time. I usually just go straight off of signs, and I just recently did a Dear Signs episode, but I usually just go strictly off of signs. And this time around, it wasn't a sign. It was a clear voice, and I was elated. I think I was probably more happy than I've been about anything. Like, I was so excited, and I was like telling everybody, like, I heard God. Like, it was an actual voice. I was in the living room laying down, and I was debating if I wanted to read my Bible or take a nap. And then a voice came and told me what scripture to read. So I read it, and that's it. I mean, that's all I'm going to share, but that was a highlight of 2019 for me. It was just absolutely amazing. Another highlight is that thanks to God, I was able to meet so many saving goals. And when I say so many, I mean about three of them, but that's a lot considering it's money that you're saving. So to knock out at least three money goals, I was absolutely floored at how quickly I was reaching my goals and how disciplined I had become with, it's not even discipline because I've always been a saver. It is not even discipline. It is the determination. That's what it was. There was so much determination about everything that I wanted to do this year that I accomplished that is leading me into what I'm doing for 2020. So I, that's a thing. Let's see. Oh, I had a few guests this year on a podcast, but they all had one thing in common. Author, my friend, my mentor, Eric Lewis, he came out with 2 journals and 2 books. You can find them on Amazon. He was on two episodes this season, Dear Being of Service, and he was just on the most recent one with Content Control, where you're Dear Controlling Your Content, I believe is the name of the episode, and I know that's bad that I don't know it right offhand, but Dear Content Control was it. We had Alexander McConduit, and that was under Dear Nola Talent. We talked about his books, and he writes children's books. Amazing. Then we had Therese Sherrell, and she, we did Dear Relationships with her. Let's see. We had Paris Hatcher came on. She produced her own prayer journal. Dear Danny. Danny has been on, and we did IG live videos, but Danny has a book as well. The Year is the book that she came out with a couple of years ago. And we had, my good friend from high school for Dear Dreamer with Sir Ty. We had him on because he was producing a play out in Atlanta, Georgia, and that was just amazing. And toward the beginning of the year, my best friend Anitra, she was on the podcast for the Dear Nola episode. And her and I, we also had our own podcast that we were doing episodes on called She Say, She Say. If you go and look that up, it's also on SincerelyAngie.com. You can find it over there if you want to go and check out a few episodes of that. And let's see. Oh, and for Mother's Day, I had my cousin as well as my mom on the podcast. So yeah, we had a bunch of people this season, and I'm so grateful to everyone who reached out and to the ones who I am still in talks or in the works with getting on the podcast. Don't worry, it's coming soon. I just had some issues, and it's not really issues. It's just that I went full-time on one job, and then I was still part-time on another job, and it just became to where my life is basically work. So I still try and make time for the podcast, of course, but I sometimes get a little bit overwhelmed with, you know, trying to get my proper rest, trying to work, and I get frustrated because I'm trying to reach these goals. So there's a few things that that kind of interrupted me getting a lot of people on the podcast. But for the most part, I had a lot of great guests, and I have a few people already waiting to get on the podcast. I can't wait for you all to hear what they have to say and what their contribution to the world is. I'm so blessed to have people come on my platform and share their talents with the world. I don't think there's any more highs. I'm not sure if there's any more highs, but those are my highs for 2019. Any lows? I had a low. So there was something that I wanted to do earlier in the year that did not pan out the way I wanted to do, but I found out that it was not something that I actually went to God about. It's not something, I mean, I prayed about it and talked about it, but when it was time to make the move, I didn't actually go to him. And so it was kind of delayed for me, and it was delayed within good reason because I was not ready for the thing that I was trying to pursue at the time. So I'm so grateful for that being delayed, because of course it does not mean denied, it's just delayed. It's not the time. And it was nothing but God protecting me, because it was something that I did not need at that moment. So I'm grateful for that. Another low is because I'm working 2 jobs and it takes up about a good 72 hours of my week. I am back to working on Sundays now, so I'm not able to go to church like I would want to. And for a couple of months, I was working straight without an off day. So I went from like August to November without an off day. And then I did get an off day, but it wasn't even really an off day. So I've had a little bit more off days more recently, only because of the holidays. So when the holiday was around, it just so happened to fall on a job that does not work, or they're not open on a holiday. So I was able to be off that day. And do you know that my silly self still tried to go to work at the other job on the holiday instead of just taking that day off? I still wanted to go and work, but the way that God worked it out is that I was not able to go to work, and I was able to spend time with family, which ended up being a high for me anyway. So he works it out. He really does. I am looking at some notes just to make sure that I get everything. What did I learn this year? I learned that, not that I learned this, but I really learned the importance of being intentional. When you set your mind to something and you actually work towards that thing and you're really engrossed with that thing, how it will manifest and come to pass. And that's how I was with my savings goals. But I was so intentional with all things money this year. Like every money move I've made over the years has been intentional. But to intentionally make it intentional has just sent me over the top. You have to truly breathe, eat, and sleep whatever this thing is that you are trying to do. And that's what I did. And I am so grateful for that. What else did I learn? Oh, of course, if you listen to the Dear Remedy episode, I learned about rice water and it made my hair grow. So that's another thing I learned that just was life changing. Let's see. I also learned that I am okay with letting things go. I have been a hoarder for as long as I can remember, and I've always held on to things, and I have an excuse for keeping everything, especially if somebody gave me something. You can count on me having that for a lifetime, because I just don't want to give away anything that somebody has given me just because I cherish it, I appreciate it. But the way that I am now, I am learning the art of letting go, and it is truly blessing me. I recently gained some weight. That's a high. I don't know how I missed that. I finally reached 130 pounds, and I have been trying to get there for at least 10 years. I mean, I could still fit clothes that I had when I was a teenager, and that's trash. But I'm 130 pounds now, so a lot of my pants, I can't even fit them anymore. And so I went through my pants, and I said, if I have to wiggle to get them on, I'm not keeping them. And that's what I did. I tried on all of my jeans, and the ones that I had to wiggle to get on, they went into the giveaway pile. So yeah, I'm giving away a whole lot of jeans. Well, it's like 12 pair, but still, that's a lot considering these were some of my favorite jeans that I can no longer fit. So now what do I have to do? I have to go and find more jeans because I can't fit anything now. But I'm really filling out my dresses and I'm loving that, you know. I am so loving. Now, it's not drastic. It really is not drastic weight. That's why I want to add another 5 or 10 pounds. So if I can get to like 135, 140, I think I'll be perfect. But I mean, I'm elated. I'm truly elated that I have gained the weight. And I forgot where I was going with that because I started talking about the weight. Oh, about the clothes and stuff that I'm okay with giving things away now. So a lot of shoes that I've been having for years that I haven't even put my foot in, got rid of them. Have no problems with that, and I can't wait to bring it to Salvation Army or somewhere to give it away because I don't need it. What am I thankful for? I'm thankful for life, as usual. I'm thankful for life. I'm thankful for both of my jobs. I'm thankful for ability, my mentality. I'm thankful for my financial wisdom, and I'm thankful for you, my supporters, anyone who is listening to this episode, and if this is your first 10th, 30th or even 55th episode that you've listened to, thank you. I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for creativity. I am getting back into writing blog posts and I am feeling so inspired. I am just feeling so, it's so releasing to be able to share things and get things off your chest. So I'm enjoying that. I'm loving that. I am actually just really recently, I was in a creative mood where I felt like writing. I started writing and I finished writing and then I found something else that I wanted to write about. I did that. I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying being creative and getting back into me and doing my DIY projects. And oh, another thing I'm grateful for, my $12 bench that I got from Dress Barn. If you follow me on Instagram, I talked about it there because I was super excited. I heard that Dress Barn was going out of sale when I was, well, I saw that they were going out of business when I was leaving the mall. And so I stopped in the store and I saw that they were selling all of their furniture and fixtures and stuff. So I purchased a picture frame for $5 and I got a staple gun, box cutters. I got all of these things for like really dirt cheap, less than $2, less than a dollar. And so I'm like, okay, so I saw a bench in there, but it had a $100 sign on it. And I'm like, ooh, if it's there, when they go down to their 75% off, I'm going to get it. I went back, it had a soul sign on it. So I'm like, man, I really want this bench. This is my bench. This is supposed to be my bench. And then I was talking to my coworker. She said, oh, let me call the one in her area. She called it. The lady said they had three benches available. They couldn't hold anything, but somebody, if you pay for it, then you can, you know, come back and pick it up. The lady called her family member. They went over there, paid for the bench, and then she put it in her truck the very next day and brought it back to work. And I got my bench. Not for $100. I got it for $12. Now, this is a white leather bench that was inside of Dressborn as a part of their furniture. Like, this is a clothing store, not a clothing store that I frequent or even shop at, but this is a leather bench that will go into my closet room. And I may even put some fur on top of it or whatever. But this bench had to have been $500, $600, $700, $800. I'm not sure, but I got it for $12. Whatever. I can go on and on about it. That's just how excited I am about this bench. So what else? I think that's everything that I'm thankful for. So a few top stories because I want to wrap this up. I don't want this episode to be long because if I told y'all what time it is that I'm recording this, y'all would probably scream. You probably wouldn't, but that's what I feel like should happen. Top stories of 2019, let's just hit the first two really hard. And these are two men. They've been around for a very long time and they are seemingly not having a good year. So Mr. R. Kelly, let's start with Robert Kelly. Robert Kelly has been, his desires have caught up with him. Let's just say that. I don't know the man. I don't know what really goes on in his mind, you know, if he really does like, well, you've seen Survivor and R. Kelly. Y'all know that he likes younger women. It's a whole nother story for a whole nother day. But him being an older person should not target younger females because mentally he can be very manipulative to these people, these young ladies. And it's not okay because they don't know any better. They have not had enough experience with life to know that what this older guy is doing is not okay. They're thinking he loves them. You know, this is okay. I feel good about him. But if you have to manipulate someone in order to get them to love you or to even do whatever you want them to do, that's never a good thing. So enough about R. Kelly. But yeah, he's having his day. He is. And then the second man is number 45, Donald Trump. He was impeached and he's going through that. He has not made it to trial yet. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I'm pretty sure that he won't be removed from the House. But, you know, he does have that stain on his record now of being an impeached president. And I mean, that's it. That's it. That's all I have on that. That's it. Let's see. A few, I guess, hot topics or hot stories for the year. Kevin Hart had a year. He was most recently in a car accident that kind of put him down for a couple of weeks or months or so. And he was also caught cheating this year. And then there was the whole Grammy or Oscars situation. It was the Oscars that he made some comments about the LGBTQ plus community that he made years ago on social media. So that was a thing for him. He had a year. As successful as Kevin Hart has been, of course, you know, there is going to be a bit of backlash and a bit of extra. So he had a year, but I'm wishing him well as his health with the car accident that he was in. Nicki Minaj got married. She is now Mrs. Petty. And if you ask me, I think that name is so fitting for her. So, I mean, it fits. I don't know if that just made a whole lot of noise, but I hit the mic. So sorry, you guys, if it did. Oh my goodness. How could I forget about Jussie Smollett? Is that how Dave Chappelle said Jussie Smollett? But Jussie Smollett. This was probably this story, you know how stories have their 15 minutes of fame? Well, this story lingered and it was just ongoing. And to tell you the truth, we still don't even know if he was telling the truth or lying, or at least I don't know if he was telling the truth or lying, but he's maintaining his innocence from what I can tell. He is still saying that he was really, you know, y'all, I don't know. I don't believe it. But he's still maintaining his innocence. I guess he wants to save face. I'm not sure. I don't know. Oh, Adele. Supposedly Adele and her husband, I think she married the guy. They got a divorce or they broke up, whatever their status was, they're no longer together. So you know Adele is about to come out with some fire music and I cannot wait. I'm excited for that. I'm not excited that she had to go through what she went through to give us some new music. As an artist, I appreciate, not me as an artist, but her as an artist. I appreciate her work. I appreciate her talent. So I'm grateful for that. Y'all know, well, this is another top story, but it was the college admissions scam that was going on. And I want somebody to just pay for me to go to college. If, you know, I want to go to college. Like, I want to get a master's. I want to get a bachelor's. I have an associate's right now. So if I can get a master's or a bachelor's degree, well, a bachelor's and then a master's, I would love that. Like, somebody pay for me. I want to do it. These people were paying for people to go to college who they didn't necessarily want to go to college. Like, you had to, and I don't mean paying for them to go to college. I mean, they were paying people to get them into college. Like, you know, come on. Like, just pay my student loans off, please. Can you? Whatevs. Oh, you know, let's talk about, let me get off the celebrities real quick, because I was getting ready to talk about Kim Kardashian and her out there doing the work and getting these people who are in jail for crimes that they did not commit. She's bringing attention and awareness to that. And I'm so grateful for that. But let me talk about a movie I saw. I saw Queen and Slim. And this is going to be, for me, I think this is going to be an instant classic. Like, this is going to be a movie that people talk about for years to come. And I rarely say that. But this was really a good movie. I tried not to listen to a lot of the reviews on it or what may have happened because I didn't want them to ruin it for me. But I did listen to a podcast and they were talking about what happened and I did not stop it. So I it was ruined for me what would happen in the movie, but it was still a great movie to watch. And I really thought that that was interesting that when I saw it, I immediately started to say, this is nothing. It's nothing like Bonnie and Clyde. I don't even know how they would even come to that conclusion or comparison, I should say. And it's nothing like anything we've seen before. It reminded me of Set It Off. That's what it reminded me of. And it was a really good movie. I enjoyed Queen and Slim as a whole. I really did. And I would pay to go and see it again. I really did enjoy it. So I'm grateful to Lena Waithe. I'm grateful to her for even listening to the guy who pitched it to her and then her turning it and twisting it into her own thing. She still gives him credit because that's where the idea came from, but she put her twist and her snare on it and I appreciate that. It was really good. Oh, I went to Cancun this year. I went to Cancun for my birthday in March and I probably won't ever go back to Cancun. It was not a horrible experience, but I feel like everybody in Cancun was very conniving. They were very cutthroat. Like, you know how anytime a tourist go anywhere, you're going to get kind of used or misused, I should say. They're going to try and get over on you. Well, in Cancun, because there was a language barrier, if you did not convert your money, they are going to try and eat you alive, basically. So every taxi cab driver we went to told us a different price. So they would say that it was $20 to get to wherever we wanted to go. And then somebody would say that it was $10. Somebody would say that it was $40. They would say 200 pesos, or they would say 800 pesos, or they would say 1200 pesos. And it's like, if I'm going from the same place to the same place, why is each person telling me something different? They were so conniving. If I ever go there again, I would definitely convert my money because the US dollar, of course, they want that over their money because of the exchange rate. And I had heard stories about, you know, how you should convert your money before you go there and they just try and get over on you. But at the airport, it just did not stop. But the penthouse that we stayed in, it was immaculate. Like, it was absolutely beautiful. It was wonderful. I enjoyed the living arrangements. I did not enjoy the people. I just didn't. I think that's it as far as celebrities, my highs and lows, what I learned, top stories. I think that's pretty much it. Let's see. Let me make sure I'm not missing anything. What I'm thankful for. I think that's it, y'all. I think I didn't hit the nail on the head. I think this is a wrap for Dear 2019. I'm looking forward to next year. You know, the next episode is going to be the vision episode where I talk about everything that I am looking forward to in 2020 and what you should be looking forward to as well. So I'm going to, I guess, wrap it up here. And I hope that you all had a great 2019. 2019 was amazing for me. And it's not because things went my way or seemingly went my way. That's not the reason, because if I had my way, I told y'all something totally different would have happened for me, and it did not. But even that was still a blessing, and I'm grateful for it. Other than that, though, 2019 was by far one of my best years. 2014 was a great year, the year I turned 30. But 2019 is giving 30 a run for its money. I turned 35 this year, so I don't know if great things happens in like the 5 and 10 kind of year or whatever, but I'm here for it. But no, I've had really great years overall. I can't recall having a bad year, so yeah, y'all know what I'm doing now, so I'm gonna go. Happy 2020, everybody. I can't wait to see what this year has in store for all of us. Let me know. Send me an email or something, whatever you can do, how 2019 went for you and what you're doing to make 2020 better than what 2019 was. Yeah, that's what we're doing. P.S. So I completely forgot to talk about the top episodes of 2019 and or the worst episodes of 2019. And I don't think that there was a bad episode this year. Thank God. Because 2018 was a struggle. But I do have a few episodes that were kind of like the top episodes of 2019. And surprisingly enough, they were the episodes that were at the top of the year. So episodes like Dear Advice, Dear Storytime 2, Dear Vision. That was a really good episode, as well as Dear... I think that's it. Those were like the top episodes of 2019. And probably the worst episode of 2019 had to have been, not worst, but I would say the lowest. It had the lowest amount of listens so far from the last time I checked. And it would probably be, let's see. Well, it looks like it is Dear Budget, which was episode 50. So that was November 25th, I believe that one was uploaded. And that one probably has the lowest views of 2019. And that's crazy because budgeting is very important. So hopefully y'all will go and take some time to listen to that episode and any other episode I have on finances. But for 2019, those were the top as far as the highest views or listens, and then the one with the lowest views and or listens. So yeah, thank you all so much for a wonderful year. 2019 was an amazing year for the podcast, and I'm grateful for each and every one of you. So yeah, thank you.
Thank you again for tuning in to Sincerely Angie Podcast, and hopefully you learned something in today's episode. For any social media handles, you can always visit sincerelyangiem.com under the social media tab or at the bottom of the page. That's Instagram, Twitter, as well as YouTube. Talk to you next time.